but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg and plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg,
as you know it. Please don't leave me, girl, don't you go.
Ain't too proud to
Ain't Too Proud is the musical that follows the Temptations' extraordinary journey from the streets of Detroit to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It is playing now through Sunday at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York. With their signature dance moves and unmistakable harmonies, they rose to the top of the charts, creating an amazing 42 top 10 hits, with 14 reaching number one. Brittany Smith plays Johnny May and Mary Wilson in the national tour of Ain't Too Proud, now at Proctor's. A native of Houston, Smith holds degrees from Texas Southern University. She has played Diva Donna in the tour of the Donna Summer musical at Proctor's, right? You came to Proctor's.
I did.
You're returning.
I'm returning.
Excellent. you know the joint. And also has performed in productions of Dreamgirls, Step Africa, The Color Purple, and Chicago. And Brittany Smith, it is a delight to have you in the studio. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
How was night one last night?
It was amazing, actually. You know, I was just saying a little bit earlier that I think Proctor's is a hub for Broadway touring musicals. And, you know, last night was just no exception. So a lot of love in the audience.
What has it been like for you to do this, and how long have you been with the tour?
About 6 months.
And that has, I assume, that's going well, obviously.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely love being a part of this tour. You know, just who doesn't love the Temptations, you know, first? So I get to see and sing and hear the music and the story of the Temptations every night, you know, and doing it with an incredible group of people on stage, backstage. It's awesome.
When the show first came to Broadway, we had Otis Williams on the show, and that's just been amazing. Him telling the story, and the story that you recreate every night, and that is in and of itself an amazing story.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we've met Otis several times. He is a gem. Just to you know, listen to his stories, and you know, the show is based on the book that he wrote. So all those stories are incredibly accurate, and I really, really love the way the script is written. It really tells these stories in an all-encompassing way, and he is still very hands-on with the show and with the production. So we are incredibly grateful to have him, and he's still touring.
Yeah.
He is still touring with the Temptations. I am in awe of that. Yes. I aspire.
60 years later, still touring.
Still touring. 27 members total. There have been 27 right. members of the Temptations since their inception. And he is still touring. And so I aspire.
Yeah. And it's an interesting, I saw the show when it opened on Broadway, and it was, it's an amazing production. It's the music that came out of that time is incredible, but there's a lot of drama going on there too.
Yeah, I think that it's important in shows like this, especially with our legendary acts. You know, I always like to say that we love the art of, you know, our legendary musicians, but it's really easy to not humanize them because we love their art and their music and what they give us so much. And so I think this show does a really, really good job of humanizing the Temptations and everybody involved in their story. And there's something that everybody in the audience can resonate with. And so you see the ups and you see and hear the great music that you know and love and is so timeless, but you also see kind of the story behind a lot of this stuff. Yeah. And so it's really, really interesting the way that it's woven in.
How'd you get the job?
I auditioned in New York City.
Oh,
that'll do it.
That
I auditioned.
Way.
Yeah, this was one of those dream shows. You know what I mean? You know, just because I grew up to a lot of this music. And so you really want to be a part of this legacy. And like I said, Otis being a part of the production and, you know, very hands on. Barry Gordy, you know, has seen the show. Mary Wilson, whom I play in the show, she saw the show on Broadway, you know, and gosh, the choreography by, you know, Sergio Trujillo. He's Tony Award winner. Like, who doesn't want to be a part of this? So I auditioned, and thankfully they brought me in. So I'm really, really grateful.
And what is it like? I'm interested in that audience reaction of mm-hmm. communicating and connecting with an audience who may not be aware of the full story, but certainly know this music. And there's several ways of answering of asking this question. Mm-hmm. Another way of asking it is, what is it like to sing and watch the entire audience's lips move?
I think it's very cool to see the duality, right, of the people that were there. You know, right. Including like, you know, my mother in the Motown era and the people that, you know, not only grew up to that music, but, you know, were around in high school and college and have their own memories. And these different songs and these different hits take them back to a specific point in their lives. And so to see them kind of go, oh, this was my song, this was my jam, is great. But also, like you mentioned, the audience that, which obviously would be a little younger, that don't necessarily have much of a vocabulary of the Temptations outside of maybe a sample of a song. And something that, you know, more modern today's music or have seen the movie maybe in the 90s, things like that. It's really cool to see their faces light up like, oh, or them to make that connection of, oh, my girl. Or, you know, so I love to be able to see the audience have that duality of nostalgia and also like, wow, I didn't know that.
How grueling is it for you to do this every single solitary night?
It's pretty grueling, but I will say, you know, what I do on that stage, though taxing, right, because you're giving yourself mind, body, and spirit every night on stage, 8 times a week, sometimes twice a day. But what I do on that stage, I always say pales in comparison to what the classic Five Temptations are, are doing every night. I bow to them. My hat goes off to them. They, those five men and everyone else, but those men are really, really working hard. They are dancing and singing, you know, and to do that simultaneously, it looks a lot easier than what it is. They make it look easy. They're having to convey lots of emotions, right? Like happiness, sad, grief, anger. They're having to sing their faces off and dance and sweat. It's incredible to watch them do it and to have so much gratitude for what they do every night.
And for you, of both Mary Wilson and Johnny May, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, those are great names to associate yourself with.
Yes. I really love playing both of them. I, you know, mentioned duality a lot, and I like being able to change and channel different energies as an artist, right? So Johnny May, I love conveying her, right? Because she's so no nonsense. She was actually the first black woman to own and operate her own record label. And so I really love being a part of her story, being able to convey her story. Like I said, she's no nonsense. She was her very first manager. Yeah. And so she's really in there taking care of business. And she's a very, very important part of their story. But then also Mary Wilson, you know, I soften up a little bit. She's, you know, of course, one of the founding members of the legendary Supremes. So she gets to be this glamorous diva in a ball gown. But also she also has these moments in the show where she's kind of like, you know, I'm about my business. I'm, you know, a number one act on Motown. And you can't just, penetrate my thought process and show me anything.
And to do this show right after the Donna Summer musical or pretty soon after?
Yeah, months. Yeah. I finished Donna in late 2022 and I started this show in January.
And I assume the vibe is somewhat different as far as the audience and the reaction to the music.
Yes and no, right? I think it's similar in the way of the audience being there during the disco era. The Motown era, the disco era, weren't massively far apart from each other, right? As far as years are concerned. We're not talking 50, you know, years of a difference. So and some of it overlapped. And so a lot of people loved Donna, still love Donna. What I really, really took away from doing that show from audience members. So, you know, Donna Summer was one of those people that didn't have a biopic about her, right? In the way the Temptations has a movie, Michael Jackson has the American Dream. And so there are all these documentaries. And Donna Summer actually has a new documentary out on HBO that just came out that her daughter, I think, produced or was a part of. But before that, so many people didn't know much about Donna's story because she didn't have a movie, she didn't have a documentary. And so our tour was a lot of people's introduction, even if you knew the music, introduction to her life and her story. So there was a similar reaction to the music, the nostalgia, or the I never knew that. Oh, I didn't know that was the original artist of that song. But what I really took away from that was the education that a lot of people took, that they didn't know things.
Brittany Smith plays Johnny May and Mary Wilson in the national tour of Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Now on stage at Proctor's Theater through Sunday. You can find out more information at proctors.org, proctors.org. Brittany, what a pleasure to have you on the program. Have a beautiful run. Thank you so much for being with us, and it's a delight to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.